Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Chaf Dalet Zevachim 24. Back in our Mishnah on Tesvav Mabez, our Mishnah had taught us that a Kohen who is Yoshev, who is sitting during the time where he is supposed to be doing the Avoda in the temple, if he's sitting during the service, that invalidates the service that he performs. So Yoshev is a disqualifying factor in performance of the service in the temple. So the Gemara asks, what is the source for this? Where do we learn that law that Yoshev is disqualifying it? So says Rava, that in the name of Rav Nachman, there is a verse. The verse states in Deuteronomy 18, verse 5, Ki bo vachar Hashem el kecha mikol shivatecha la'amod l'shares, because you, Hashem, has selected from amongst all the tribes to stand and to serve. So with references to the Kohanim, we are told that the Kohanim were selected to stand when they serve in the temple. And we learn from here, la'amida b'chartiv, that the Kohanim were selected to stand during their service and not to sit. So the Gemara then pushes further, and the Gemara says, la'amod l'shares. So the fact that the verse states in Deuteronomy that they are supposed to stand when they serve, that just tells us that it is a mitzvah, that ideally the Kohen is supposed to stand when they serve in the temple. However, how do we know that if they do not stand, it invalidates the service? So comes along the Gemara, and Gemara states, Kishu Omer, there's another verse, which states in verse 7, in Deuteronomy 18, verse 7, V'sheres b'ashem Hashem elkav, k'chol echav ha'olevim, ha'omdim sham lefnei Hashem, that they shall serve like all the Levites, like all of his brothers, the Levites, who are standing there before Hashem. So there, the word omed is repeated. So says the Gemara, Shana Lavakosov, the reason why the verse repeats the word omed is to tell us, la'akev, to tell us that not only is it a mitzvah to stand when the Kohen serves in the temple, but if he does not stand, it disqualifies the service. So now the Gemara says that Rava says, to Rav Nachman, michte yoshev kezar dami umachil avoda. Maybe the law of a Kohen who sits while they serve should be compared to somebody who is a non-Kohen who serves. Since we're saying that he's compared to a non-Kohen who serves, maybe he should be compared further and say, Ema mazar b'misa af yoshev b'misa. That maybe since we know that a non-Kohen who serves in a temple is somebody who we're told is worthy of Misa, is worthy of death, so maybe the same law should also apply to the Kohen who sits while they serve, that maybe they too should be getting Misa. But if that's the case, why do we learn in a Braisa, why does a Braisa teach us differently? That the Torah, when the Torah talks about those things which are worthy of death from heaven, the Torah does not include somebody who's sitting. So why is a Yoshev excluded from this category? And so the Gemara explains as follows, that the reason is because we have a teaching that states, Arel Onen Yoshev Einam B'misa Elabazara. What is the reason why we know that a non-Kohen who sits does not get death, but what he gets is not death from heaven, but he gets lashes. It's just considered to be a regular prohibition and not the more severe one. So the Gemara explains, because there's a concept that whenever there are two verses that say the exact same punishment, then we understand that it's to the exclusion of all others. And we know, the Gemara says, Mishum Dahavi Mechuser Begadim, a Kohen who serves without wearing the proper garments, the four garments that, regularly speaking, a Kohen wears. If he serves in the temple, and such a Kohen is considered to be like a non-Kohen, he's a functionally equivalent of a Zar. Such a person, we're told, and there's a verse that states that if you do this, that this is going to be the equivalent of death. And indeed, in addition to that, there's another verse that tells us that a Kohen who enters and serves without first washing his hands, it states, V'lo Yamusu, that if you do this, we do not want you to do like this, because otherwise you'll be worthy of death. So since these are Shnei Suvin Abban Kecha, these are two specific verses, teach us the same law, therefore we know it's to the exclusion of everything else. As our Gemara says on top of 24a, Kol Shnei Suvin Abban Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Therefore, we don't learn out from a Zar, from a non-Kohen, to
to the laws of a Kohen who sits, that he should also be Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim. And on top of that, the Gemara says, according to the opinion that says we can learn out from two verses, here there's a third verse, and that is the verse of a Kohen who serves while they are drunk, after they have drunk wine, and that such a Kohen is also Chayev Misa. So we see from here that since there are three verses that say the same thing, that say the same idea, we do not learn from it and extend it also to the law of a Kohen who sits while serving. And so therefore, that Kohen is worthy of a punishment, but he's not worthy of death from heaven. We see from here the basic idea that a Kohen is supposed to stand in service in the temple. And from here, our post can learn out the important idea that anytime we do a mitzvah, that we are serving God, because, as the Bach points out, because it says, Vitzivanu, God has commanded us to do this mitzvah. So therefore, for this same idea, we're supposed to stand when we do the mitzvah. And so therefore, if we're reciting a bracha that is related to the mitzvah that we're doing, a blessing over a mitzvah, the custom is to stand when we do this mitzvah, because we are following the practice of the Kohanim who served in the temple. What about a birkas nanin? What about a bracha that's not a mitzvah for us to do, but it's something that we're praising God? We're praising God for benefiting from God. And so for those brachas also, are we supposed to stand when we say those blessings? So about a blessing which we're thanking God, like for example, if we're before eating an apple or a piece of food, are we also supposed to stand when we're reciting that blessing? So most authorities say no, we don't stand, because that's not the Berachas HaMitzvah. We're not commanded to do that, and so therefore there's no obligation to stand. But the Moreh Kitzias says no, we should also stand for that too, because some say the reason why we stand when we say a blessing on a mitzvah is also because we're mentioning the name of God. And like we see in Shoftim, where we're told that Eglon Melech Moav got up when he heard the name of God. So perhaps too, every time we hear the name of God, perhaps we should stand up. And even for a blessing of Nenin, perhaps we should also be standing when we recite that blessing.